Okay, here we go. I think we all know that the current time is 1930 UTC. Yes, it is. And of course you realize that means that it's time for another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals, the dubious goals come a day, yeah. Well, that was exciting. Okay. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm also the guy drinking the tea. What am I drinking? I'm drinking the mystery oolong today. And it's really, really good. Although, this is probably, well, I probably get one more pot out of this. It's starting to leaf out a little bit. Oh. But it's still good. Okay, so, oh, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell's going on. He says as he tries to stand up and successfully does so. Right, so, I don't know what the... I slept kind of okay. I actually slept kind of good, but I went to bed late because, you know, yesterday I did not sleep well, and then I had to take like a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day, and that made me stay up a little bit late. But I was asleep by 3:30. And I don't want to say I slept straight through, but close enough. And I got up at 10:30, and I said, oh, yeah. And I walked around in my house for a while going, yeah. So I feel rested. I think it's a little bit cooler today than it was yesterday. Got the cat sleeping on the bass amp over here in the living room. And it's a little bit overcast. And what does this temperature say? It says, oh, I think it got even a little bit colder. It says about 17 degrees American. Yeah. So it's a little bit colder than yesterday, which explains a lot. Yeah, it's negative 10. According to the accurate thermometer. Oh. And that's why my legs kind of feel like they want to do their stupid thing and get crampy and get crampola dampola. Okay, so we're not going outside. I wanted to go look for owls. Have the owls returned? The owls may have returned. There could be eagles flying around in Tranquility Park. We'll never know because we're stuck indoors. So last night, I'm trying to even remember what it is that I did. I can't remember anything. I don't remember what order anything happened in, so let's just sort of tell you this way. I'm going to start plugging some stuff in here. Ooh. Last night I wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to work on something. I thought, I gotta start working on this show. I got a show in 3 weeks, and it's kind of a big one. And so I thought, all right, let's flesh out this idea that I've been having for about the last week. Let's get this going. And so I thought, okay, well, what I want is, I don't want to say chord progression here, but what I want is two chords. Just going back and forth, and I want to put in some kind of some kind of percussion that isn't drums. It's something kind of rumbly, but not exactly drums. And maybe I'll put in some bass. And I'll put in some this, that, and the other thing. And then I'll play my wind controller over it, right? Basically, I need another wind controller song other than, you know, Frog Symphony. And so I grabbed the little, where the hell are my headphones? Oh, they're over here still. Okay, we'll walk back over here. Grab the headphones. So anyway, I started working on this thing. Okay? And I started off with this. Okay, just those two chords going back and forth. This is C minor. I don't know what chord this is. I know what you're thinking, Tobe. How do you not know, you moron? Well, it's this. Oops, wrong voice. That's not it. That's the bass. What chord is that? Okay, if that's C minor, then this is inverted. This is not D minor. It's not D diminished. It's D with this, a sharp fifth, or it could be, so what, I don't know what the hell chord it is. Is it, and you know what, it doesn't actually matter. Because once I got this far, I thought, okay, yeah, this is cool. This, oh, hi, Peppa. Now the cat's walking around in front of everything, and I can't do any synth. Move your kitty butt. It's time for me to synth. Why aren't you sleeping up on the bass amp? You love to sleep on the bass amp. So I got this far, right? And I was actually practicing. I was playing my wind controller over this. I had a little click track in this too. And the click track is not important. But eventually I decided to add some bass. And I added a stupid little bass line. And this isn't necessarily permanent. This is just holding the place for right now. Let's start it up. Pippa, you need to move so I can adjust some gain. It's kind of subtle. But we could also do this. Okay, just a couple notes. I'm not trying to fill up the space because that pad already does that for us. And yeah, there was a click track. I think that click track was right here. Yeah, had had this little click track going, and I hated it. And so I thought, okay, we need to add some drums or something, but I don't want drums. I want percussion. But I thought it would be okay to have, you know, maybe a closed hi-hat, because hi-hats are classic. So instead of actually doing any work, I thought, I wonder if some of that stuff we already have on the big synth would work. And so I hooked up this little synth to the big synth, but I didn't clock it properly. So the big synth is on half clock. And that's when I threw in this. There's the hi-hat I was talking about. And of course I thought, we gotta have that clunk-a-dunkle. These are the drums from that patch I've been working on. And I said, that's not enough. I need some more rumbly ka-tumbly. And that's when I said, we can get rid of the B, or we can put it back later if we want to. So I patched in another percussion-y bit. Okay. That's cool. And we can tune it, right? We can give it that. And that's when I said, well, you know, if all of this stuff works, what would happen if we put in the ping pong dingley donka donks that's at half speed now? And that sounded like this. And that's when I said, oh my God, that's money. That's our baby right there. And this is my baby right here. Hi, dingins, what are you doing just sitting here being a fluffy mabumbo? Yeah, hi, fluffy googler. And so once I had this thing going, and I thought, my God, Tobe, you're brilliant. And it's not that I'm particularly brilliant, it's just that I know what's going to sell. And so I took this, and this is funny because I actually did this three times. But to shorten the story, to make it a little bit more sensical, for all my sense-making friends, I then took this and I recorded about 10 minutes of it so I could just practice playing, you know, the honky noodler. And I did that a few times last night. Oh, did I mention that I also went up to the bar last night for open mic? And of course Craig is there, everything's on and everything's works, and he showed no sign of having forgotten that he was supposed to be there last night. And so I watched Ted and Kylie play, and they were great. The last song they did was great, but then I had to leave at 8:15. Actually, by that time, it was 8:30. Because this other guy who comes through town every once in a while and makes sure he tells everyone that he's some kind of experimental music artist, he was back. This is my cat standing on the keyboard. Can you hear that? Kitty synth solo. Oh, where are you going? You don't want to do your... Yeah, there you go. Synth solo. This is my cat walking along the keyboard. Anyway, it was much too artistic for me, so I had to leave. Even though there was the schedule was packed. Every single slot was taken. Pippa, would you just move? Thank you. Good God. Cat business. So anyway. Yeah, my big excuse for getting out of the no talent zone was I had to come home and work on my cool thing, because the next thing we need to do is add the wind controller, add the EWI, add the noodler. So let's do some noodling. And we gotta decide what sound to use. But by which I mean, I don't want flute. I don't want to use a flute sound, because if I'm doing this song with Frog Symphony, I want to use something different. Okay? And I have something in mind. Let's just start this up. And even though this sounds great with flute stuff, and I might change it up. I originally wanted a sham type sound, something double reed. So I was thinking Chennai, sham, mizmar, these types of things. But that's when I decided to go with kind of an old standard, and I used to use this a lot, this super affected Chennai sound, Chennai-delic. It's Chennai with a lot of phaser, flange. Here, let's just get into it. Let me put the microphone down. And you might be able to hear me playing all those little key clicks. And let's hope that my fingers remember some of the cool stuff I was doing last night. Thank you. Okay, so you get the journal idea. Let's get fluty sounds. Oh, it's acting weird. Super duper flute. The thingy. Okay, so yeah, that's the new thing. The new thing. The new thing made of one little fake ass pseudo chord progression that I don't even know what the chords were. Well, one of them was C minor. C minor is good. And I'm going to leave this room. Grab all this crap here. And so, yeah, this is indicative of how simple it is to make awesome music. First, find a chord. Okay? Then move your fingers around until you find something that may or may not be a chord. It doesn't really freaking matter. As long as it sounds good. And, you know, put down four bars of that. And then hook it up to your synth and add all of the crap that was already on your synth to the new thing. But do it at half speed. Okay, that was step two. And then what you do is you start noodling. You got to start noodling. You get yourself a wind controller. You get yourself some kind of controller. You get yourself some kind of musical instrument. Hi, Dangins. And you start noodling over the top. And then the hardest part becomes, what kind of sound do I want to use? Do I want to use a fluty, fluty, flute sound? Or do I want to use a honky, honky horn sound with reeds? And now the cat wants kitty water. Okay, come on. Oh, we're going to do the kitty water ritual here to wrap this show up. So anyway, obviously if I don't have a title for this new song, but obviously if I do it in the same show as Frog Symphony, I don't want to use a flute sound, because Frog Symphony is mega fluty. There you go, Dingins. Let's drink up the water. So yeah, we can always go with Shenidelic. Or Ms. Mars, and then there was one that I couldn't find. I was gonna try to play for you, and that was, it's called, what is it called? Warm Reeds. It's this very nice layered sort of sound. You know, it's a honky reed sound, and then it starts to sound organy or like a harmonium. The longer you hold it, and it's kind of cool, but it's kind of noisy. And it's a little weird, and it's weird enough. Okay, drink up the kitty water. It's weird enough that it was one of those things that I liked it last night when I was playing it, and it sounded cool. And I was like, "Oh, this is awesome!" And the aftertouch, the expression ability was super great. You don't have to be good at playing notes. We can go over this another time, but it's all about expression. You don't have to play a lot of fast notes. You don't have to be Guitar Hero. You don't have to diddly 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 to really noodle. You just have to express. Just don't make a note. Honk. You got to make an interesting note. Honk. That's why we have vibrato, portamento, and that kind of stuff, because you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio.